Hare Krishna. When I came to be with Srila Guru Maharaj forever in August of 1981, and many wonderful things happened at that time, and including Srila Guru Maharaj saying, well, that's, I remember when I arrived, he already knew, but when I came from the Navadvip train station at night, and like the moon is like divine atmosphere. Moon was shining and jasmine in the air, and I, Srila Gurudev told me that they knew whatever I thought, they already knew everything. And he took me upstairs to see Srila Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj is in his, that long chair. And only illumined by moonlight. Like the bright is shining on his face, and he said, I heard, he'd never heard this expression before, he said, that you've been kicked out. And at first I was like, I was going to start go into some kind of long explanation, and I just said, yes. He said, I didn't catch it. But one other, he said, but he's been kicked out. I said, yes, Maharaj. And up to this point, he was always saying, wait and see which way the divine will move next. He who acts hurriedly will have to repent before you go to challenge someone who has divine backing. Have you got divine backing? Very sobering, whatever makes passion go away. But this time, he wasn't saying that. And when I looked up, he said, after this brief, he said, society consciousness and God consciousness. When society consciousness comes to hinder the development of God consciousness, it should be left away. And then I realized, it's over, and there's a new beginning. And anyway, and other things, and a few days like into that month, he told me something which I'm definitely not going to tell now. But the one thing I learned from Srila Govinda Maharaj is these things are meaningful. So I'll move on to the next point. But I really appreciate it. I want to make it known. All right, now Avadhut Maharaj is the moon.
Descending on Arya.
Anyway, I'm going to fast forward to being in America and establishing a place where we could glorify Srila Guru Maharaj without restriction, unlimitedly, 24 hours a day. And just got a phone. First person who called me was Bhakti Premik Siddhanti Maharaj. And it was like the first, I go, hello? Because I really think I'm very paranoid. And I think people are trying to set me up. And I'm not going to go into all the details. But anyway, Sri Bhakti Siddhanti Maharaj wants to know how, you know, for me to tell him how to come here to the Mutt. So, and there was a power outage in Santa Cruz for like a week. And another devotee and I, we went there and met with Siddhanti Maharaj and some, what is it called, Batiste? Or something like where they play sitar music and have tea. But it was just candlelit, like that. And we showed, like, you go to Navadvip, then you get the train station, ask for the rickshaw, It'll cost this much. You're going to go to Kolerdunga. It's known as the Kolerdunga Math or Kolerganj. And anyway, so that was that call. But the second call I got was someone called up and they go, "This is Bhakta Jeff. I want to take initiation from Sridhar Maharaj." And I'm thinking, sure you do. I'm thinking, they're really trying, you know. I said, "Oh, really? How did you hear about, you know, I heard these tales." I started talking to him and I said, sounds like he's really sincere. He's for real. And,
I fooled you.
Yeah, Krishna. And then it was like, he showed up, you know, drove 3,000 miles or whatever with Madhumati and little Jamuna. So, anyway,
remember Bhakta Ray?
Yes, right. So I just want Jagadananda Prabhu to hear something from him. I think it'll be beneficial for everyone. He's such a dedicated follower of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev, and we'll all, our hearts will be nourished.
Om Agyana Timuranda Sya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vanchakalapatalubhyascha Kripasindubhyaiva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Gurudev, Jai Guru Maharaj, Jai Adha Vaishnavas, Jai Hare Krishna, Gaura Nitya. Well, yes, so since that time, 1982, you know what I mean? Me and Shripad Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj have been connected, my good fortune. And shortly after, just like he was saying with Bhakti Premik Siddhanti Maharaj, actually on that phone call, see, he actually thought he was being set up and I was like a plant from, you know, his former GBC, and they were trying to, you know, like that. And, but anyways, in that phone conversation, he actually told me the same thing, how to get to Navadvip, and, you know, you go first, you can go to Calcutta. We've got like a man on the inside in Calcutta, Bhakti Charu Maharaj. You go to him and then he, you know, or you can go directly there, but that's probably best. Then he said, I'll be going in around a month or so. If you'd like, you can come out here and help me, you know, here, you know, start this temple, and then you can go with me. Wow, that sounds good. Sounds like a plan, you know. So anyways, that's what I did. And so I'm eternally indebted there. And we were flying on Nityananda Trayodasi, on Nityananda's appearance day. We're in the air. And we arrived here, and same thing like you were saying, we arrived and it was nighttime. I remember, of course, you know, Guru Maharaj very happy to receive us, and even though it's night, you know, maybe there was a little kerosene lamp, and not even the pump-up ones, just the ones that just, you know, sit there and burn and produce as much smoke as like a, you know, the brick chimneys, you know. And but so anyway, same thing. We go up there, and Guru Maharaj is there in his, you know, on his bed behind his mosquito net, sort of mystically, sort of like peers out from behind the mosquito net, and so very wonderful. And anyways, and of course, right, always with Srila Guru Maharaj is Srila Govinda Maharaj, always there. You know, Guru Maharaj was the Bhakti Rakak, you know, the guardian of devotion. Srila Gurudev was Srila Guru Maharaj's Rakak, and he was always right there. And just always so attentive to all the devotees, you know, whatever they needed, always serving them in such a humble way. I was telling Shripad Avadhoot Maharaj yesterday, as soon as he'd be coming in the gate, and we'd be over here where we used to take prasadam, so it's like around 100 feet away, he'd give his dandavats, Srila Govinda Maharaj, like would be, let's say, maybe on our way giving his dandavats, and he'd already be like on the ground giving his dandavats. You know, just such utter humility, and, you know, but luckily we heard about his position. You know, because otherwise, oh, he's a grihasta, he's got hair, curly hair. Anyways, and then got initiated the same day as Sripad Ashram Maharaj. Sripad Ashram Maharaj came over. He was ready. He was actually one of the ones, I think he was ready to take sannyas over there in ISKCON. And then he came over and he just instantly, when he heard from Guru Maharaj, he's like, well, shoot, what am I doing over there? He just like, you know, I don't even know if he went back to get his stuff maybe, but, you know, stayed over here. But, you know, Guru Maharaj would always quote Shelley, you know, the sweetest song, sing of the saddest tales. And I can't think of any sadder tale than this, but for me, it's hard to see the sweetness there. But, I mean, I know there has to be sweetness there. It's like when Srila Govinda Maharaj said about when Srila Guru Maharaj departed, that the deities then, they were so radiant. He had never seen them looking so radiant and happy. Of course, I have no vision like that. But with these new lights, they did look brighter than they, you know, they usually do. But, you know, I'm sure as they were happy with Srila Guru Maharaj, you know, again, going there, once again, not to use the Nitya Lila word, but going back there, they were very happy. And of course, Srila Guru Maharaj, how happy he must be to have Srila Govinda Maharaj. So for them, it is definitely sweet, the sweetest song. You know, but for us, like I say, it's very, I'm hard pressed to see that sweetness there. You know, of course, we can see, not that he was suffering. We saw he was very transcendental, obviously. Like he would say personally, I'm not a bodily conscious man. And he wasn't. You know, otherwise he was, when he first, you know, when we first saw him, strong as anything, you know, very strong. Even when he came to Soquel, not even the first time, maybe, God, just probably like maybe 96 or something. He climbed the whole mountain there and then came down the other side where literally, no exaggeration, you have to come down grabbing onto trees and like hand over hand and like I'm grabbing him and he's, you know, going down like this. So that wasn't too many years ago. But like you said, he's not a bodily conscious man, so he didn't care about those things. Even though, you know, like they were saying yesterday, Guru Maharaj told him, see about your health. But he was on a different plane, as we all know. And Hare Krishna, now he's on a different plane. But he's always with us, actually. You know, there's the Vani and the Vapu. And the Vapu, you know, the personal association, that's limited. But the Vani, the instructions, they live on. They're eternal. So if we can take them into the core of our heart and make that our life and soul. Actually, I was listening to a tape recently, and he was saying, realization, that is necessary at every moment. But there's one place where realization isn't necessary, and that's with the order of the guru. That you don't have to realize, you just do. You know, do or die. Just accept it. You know, it's a rope, it's a snake. No realization necessary. Just, okay, he said this, we do it. So we've heard some of these different instructions, we just accept them. We may, our mind may say this or that, but no, just accept that. So like Sripad Goswami Maharaj was saying, and I was thinking, we have to just, you know, recite his pastimes, recite his glories, you know, in that way he'll always remain with us and he'll always be, you know, right there with his lotus feet on our head. He's, you know, that supreme mystical nature, it really, you know, like Guru Maharaj pointed that out, and he did, he had that. It was so amazing, so incredible. You know, he could read you, he could see, he always, you know, would know exactly what to say. I remember a few different times, one time in Soquel, somebody's asking him a question about something, and he gives a totally different answer. And from his answer, I'm like, I asked his son, who's also a devotee, I said, like, what does your father do for a living? Because he's telling this Prabhu, he says, well, actually, you must always follow the laws of society. Because otherwise, your mind will be disturbed and like this, you know. And so actually the person said, well, yeah, actually he sells some herbs, certain type of herbs, you know. I'm like, oh, really? And unfortunately, actually later, you know, that person had some legal problems like this. But Gurudev, you know, seeing that, he's giving that answer. You know, and you could see the guy's mind was like blown. He was like, wow, where's this coming from, you know? But, you know, he was the epitome of the sweet, wonderful, amazing, inconceivable, you know, guru. Just everybody was charmed by him. They still are charmed by him. Watch his videos, read his books. You know, like they were saying, when you know, I've read this book of Kamal Krishna Prabhu's. It's incredible. You know, it's incredible. I mean, it wasn't news to me that Gurudev is always coming out with new Shastric light and whatnot. But, you know, we see this now, you know, in the books. And if you can scrutinizingly read them, study them, like he says that, this is Sadhu Sangha. These books, these are his Sangha, his instructions. You know, many of us were quite fortunate that we had a fair bit of his association. But, you know, some of his newer Prabhus, maybe you didn't have so much association. Of course, one moment is all it takes, you know, with such a great, great guru. But at the same time, his books, his tapes, his videos, all these things, make them your life and soul. Just dedicate yourself to propagating his glories and propagating the holy name. Like he said, he saw one sign one time in Calcutta, and it said, big billboard, and it said, all time is tea time. And he thought, no, all time is chanting time. Like that. So, you know, he has that Paramahamsa vision, always just drawing and extracting the highest from any situation. I tell one story, which is really, anyways, it blew our minds, but we're in Govardhan, and so me and this Sunil Krishna Prabhu were in charge of the prasadam serve out every day. So we've been doing that, and then Gurudev, and we're also serving Gurudev his prasadam. So after he took his prasad, we ate his remnants, and then it was early and the bhajans were still going on. So we were a little hungry, and you know, so we usually would eat after all the devotees were fed. But since we had taken some of his remnants, we thought, we'll have a little something, you know. So, but we were a little shy to go in the front because the bhajan's there. That was before the temple was constructed. And so they would have the bhajan so almost in front of his room there. And they used to serve and make the offering in the corner room on the other side there in the Sridhar Swami Sevashram and the Govardhan. And, so we went in the back way, and as usual, there was the plate in front of the picture, and just like it always was every night, you know. So, you know, and then I was telling Sunil, no, let's just go, let's not do this. He's like, no, why? You know, no problem. You know, we do it all the time, you know. So he's like, no, it's okay. No, let's go. He's like, no, it's okay. So we took some prasad, you know, and then we're sitting there. I'm like, here, well, let's go. No, it's okay. No, let's go. And I just, Gurudev gave me one specific instruction one time. He said, what you are thinking, Prabhu, you do. What others are telling you to do, don't do. But I was telling this to somebody else one time, and then he's like, yeah, that's a really good instruction. And I said, well, Prabhu, I don't know if this instruction's for you. And he's like, yeah, actually, you're right. It's not for me. So, you know, but so anyways, so all of a sudden the pujari comes in, Ashish Prabhu, and he looks at us and he's freaked out. And he's like, oh, like this. And so I think I know what had happened, you know, but he just immediately leaves. I'm like, see, did you see that, Sunil Prabhu? Did he see Ashish's look on his face? And he's like, no, it's okay. I'm like, no, it isn't, Prabhu. And I'm thinking, what happened? So anyways, what happened, and I was thinking this too, was, you see, first when you're making the offering, you make the initial offering, then you come back later and complete the offering and they would still leave it there. So that was why it's not like when you make an offering on the altar and then you bring it over to the kitchen or someplace like that. They would still leave it there, and every night we would have it right there. And, you know, this is, you know, Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, so people would take right out of the, you know, the DD bowl and like this and serve. So we had taken it halfway through the offering. We had taken this, you know. So he freaked out and went, you know, running to Gurudev. And so he goes, Gurudev, you know, Sunil Krishna and Jagannanda, they, you know, ate the offering halfway through and like this. And Gurudev just goes with full seriousness and full vision. Full. He goes, no, Prabhu. I think if you go back there, you will see it is not Sunil and Jagannanda, but it is Krishna and Balaram. And they have taken this food. And if you knew Sunil Krishna, he was, you know, quite handsome, had long hair. He'd always wear like a silken sash around his waist, you know, and I'm big and white, you know. So Sunil, I mean, Ashish Prabhu comes back and he's looking at us and he's going, Krishna, Balaram, Krishna, Balaram. And he's just like, you know, in ecstasy, you know. And then, you know, but this was Gurudev's vision. And we, anyways, I'll tell you more, you know, what he said, you know, but we're like, I can imagine if this had happened in another society, we would have been beaten, literally, like, you lusty dogs, get out of here and don't ever come back, you know. But, you know, this is Gurudev's, you know, vision. You know, everything, as, you know, Swami Maharaj Prabhupada said, you know, in that, in your Ever Well Wisher video, when he's ready to leave this world almost, he said, everything acting, moving by the supreme will of Krishna, this consciousness is Krishna consciousness. So that's it. That's Paramahamsa vision. Seeing everything is Krishna's will. Everything is for the best. As Guru Maharaj would say, it's all a sweet wave and a sweet absolute. You know, like they say in Australia, no worries, mate. Father knows best. Krishna knows best. He's making this arrangement. It's for my betterment. It's my karma. Let's smile with that. You know, move on. Never, never. So anyways, I left them for you. Then we were little, though. We were like, oh, well, we better apologize to Gurudev. You know, we better like... And I'm like, Sunil's like, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. So then we go to Gurudev. And, you know, and he's all smiley and happy, you know. And I'm like, Sunil, come on, come on. And he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. Keep, you know, so finally I go, Gurudev, you know, sort of in like Indian English, you know, we made one mistake. And Gurudev goes, oh, one? Then he goes, no, Prabhu, actually, this is Krishna. He is playing like this with his devotees, actually. He is, you know, there's no problem, Prabhu, you know what I mean? And like this. And, you know, there's no chastisement, you know, well, that one little chastisement, actually. But, you know, and then I'm reminded of, you know, Saraswati Thakur's, when he gave that sloka to Guru Maharaj, after Guru Maharaj had done the feeling bad because he had placed the tulsi leaf there, and then thinking he had committed an offense that the deities were installed, and then that was actually Saraswati Thakur's service. But then, was it 6 months later, maybe, when Saraswati Thakur said, you know, this year, this is your answer. And he quoted that verse, which said, for no one who is sincere, you know, engaged in service, surrender. Exactly. There's no offense. So, you know, like that. But he's, you know, seeing in that way. If somebody is doing something sincerely, you know, like sometimes he will say, somebody's criticizing, and he will say, yes, maybe some wrong, but at least they are doing something. So that's it. You know, we have to do something. He's always happy. Maybe some wrong, maybe some mistake, but try. Try. So try to preach the holy name. Just whatever you give, you get. Whatever you've heard, you repeat. You know, associate with the Vaishnavas, all the wonderful devotees who have had so much wonderful sangha with Srila Gurudev. And I'll let Abhidhamma Maharaj speak, so I don't want to talk too long, but you know, I could tell so many wonderful, amazing stories about Gurudev because he's, every dealing with him is wonderful and amazing. Anyways, Jai. And one other thing. Like I know, like how he changed the sloka on the Matara, Pujala Ragapata Gora Bhagmangi from Vishayarange to Kirtanarange. So, you know, if like on Haridas Thakur's Samadhi, where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that famous poem, which says, "He reasons ill who thinks that Vaishnavas die, for Vaishnavas die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around." Well, in his case, it's did spread the holy name around. You know, not try to spread the holy name around. He spread the holy name around all over the globe, better than millions of Jagat Gurus. So we are so fortunate. We just have to keep his memory and his in our hearts, me especially, just constantly, you know, hearing from him. Because he, you know, he never leaves if we're sincere. He'll always be there. Please keep reminding me of him. Because without him, this world is dark. And this world is very dark. Anyways, Jai. But in all of you, he is living. All of you. And like they say, there's that famous, he would quote this. He said, defeat is never welcome unless it's from a disciple, a son or a disciple. So when I see his, even his new men, and they're doing so wonderfully, I'm just so happy. I'm actually extremely humbled. Actually, even watching the video today of the taping of Songs of the Heart, and Avadhut Maharaj is directing the whole thing. This is 96. He's got his shorts on, his hair, you know, his long, beautiful, curly hair. And, you know, and look at him now. Who would have known, you know? Jai, Jai, Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki Jai. Jai, Srila Bhakti Rakak Srila Dev Goswami Maharaj ki Jai. Jai, all the Vaishnavas ki Jai. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.